show 5 days a week.
You know, I forgot. I didn't hit the button properly, so I'm going to redo the button.
And now,
what? Just go with it, man. All right.
And now. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their minds, so they have an extra one.
An extra one.
That's how we get the podcast.
The podcast.
The podcast. The podcast.
The podcast.
Big D and Bubba's podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
It just flooded my brain with endorphins.
I love the endorphins guy. So the podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
It just flooded my brain with endorphins.
That guy was so happy.
We actually got 3 gold out of this
week. Yeah, but do we want to use them all right now?
I love it like Popeyes.
Really?
Yeah, I like Popeyes.
Okay, hold on.
You had a laugh guy.
Yeah, I can actually do all 3 of them at the same time if you'd like.
No, why would you do that?
Well, because that's the way you like the okay.
Not at the same time.
Well, you know what I
mean. Back to back, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
The okays and back to back are the best.
Give me just a second and I'll have these ready.
Okay. It's okay. What's the other one, Patrick? Okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. And
okay.
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 All
those
right.
are the best.
So
the podcast is already going completely off the rails.
This is how we like it. This is how we like it.
That's what people say when they go off the rails. No, I did it on purpose.
That's what we do. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. And
it just flooded my brain with endorphins.
Just cook him a good meal. And if you can't, buy him some Popeyes.
Great moments.
Cook him a home-cooked meal,
moments.
And if he can't, buy him some Popeyes.
And she turned on the Cajun accent.
That's right. Buy some Popeyes. She sounded like anyone from anywhere in America until the very end when she turned into my sister-in-law.
Dude,
Popeyes.
Dude, she is like straight from Houma, my hometown. Buy him some Popeyes.
Some Popeyes.
Hey, guys, I know that whenever we make a purchase of any amount, but really a big amount, it's, you know, we need to be all in agreement on it. So, Bubba, I need your support on something.
Okay.
I have something I want to purchase for the studio.
Oh, no. Well, let me
is
try
it,
and see.
Is it,
what
is it a tanuki?
No, it's not a tanuki.
Piece of decorative crap have you
it's
found
not
on
decorative.
The internet?
Is it
not
lights?
Decorative.
Is it lights?
Is it equipment
is
it furniture?
It or neither? Is neither. Well, it's a piece of equipment, but it's not, and it's not furniture, but it's not equipment that we use on the air.
Okay, what is
but
it?
But it's not decorative.
No, but it is, but it's not. No, it's
okay.
It's useful.
Okay.
I want to buy a retro stand-up arcade game.
No.
Like
Vito.
Which kind? Because they have they have some with like multiple games in them.
I'm glad you asked.
Look, if it has Centipede and it has the ball, I'm in.
So not only does it have the ball, it has.
Listener. This is Patrick. This may sound like something that's happening for the first time, but it's not. This conversation has happened 10 to 12 times over the last 10 years.
So,
going back to the old studio when this idea originally came up, and I'm going to do the same thing now that I did then, only with a little bit more gravitas. Heck no. First of all, I'm not sure. I'm going to go ahead and you can't write that off. Second of all, it's a distraction. It's a terrible distraction.
It is write offable.
It's beyond
because no, we could probably write that off because if you think about it, it is for morale and welfare here at the studio.
That is never going to fly.
Morale and welfare. We could do that. People would go for that.
It has not only a trackball.
Yeah, ooh.
It has the 2 buttons that are next to each other so that you can play track and field.
With the pin?
Remember taking a pin and putting
it
because you had to hit it really fast? And it
does
also
it have
has,
like the little ridges in between the buttons?
It does. It has the little
I'm in.
Wall or whatever in between.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how
the
you
separator.
Yep. That's how, that was your point to pivot or whatever.
By the way, you can hear construction sounds in the background every so often.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And you know what I might do? I might take a microphone and just point it at the ceiling.
Okay. So here's the other thing.
Guest
don't get off subject. Stay with me here.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Now, not only can we get this arcade game. We can get any games we want. We can pick and choose the games so that you can put Centipede, you can put Dig Dug.
Bubba, I promise it's not going to pick up on the mic.
It will. I'm listening, Big D.
Dig Dug, you can put, of course, you know, all the, but the biggest one, Dragon's Lair.
Oh, like the original game. Dragon's Lair with the cartoon
Dragon's
stuff?
Lair.
It was cool because it had the rich cartoon thing, and so it was...
It was cool, and it's still cool.
No, the gameplay was awful.
If that's not enough, gentlemen, let me continue by saying that the console itself, the lights on, around it, the sides, the front, can be completely customized to Big D and Bubba. Colors, fonts, logos, whatever we want.
I told you, I'm already in. I don't know why you're still considering selling the... Oh, you're selling Patrick on it?
I mean, what's up, Patrick?
Okay, how much is it? How much is this thing that you're pitching? I'm guessing. Can I guess?
No, because I don't know. It doesn't tell you. It just says financing available.
Oh. Okay. Hey, guess what?
Yeah, it just says financing available.
We just finished building a new studio. We're not spending financing available money on
financing available.
Gosh.
12 months, no
I'm
interest.
Telling you,
oh, crap.
The day we put an actual board game in, whatever you call
video
it,
game?
Video game in here, arcade game, I'm just going to start leaving early. Just randomly.
This is the same company that did the one. They did it for Google's offices. They did it for Apple and Microsoft. They did all of theirs.
Yeah, but we're not playing with Google, Apple, Microsoft money around here.
And that's like hundreds and thousands of employees occasionally playing one at a time. You're talking about four people that'll have way too much access.
I would
to this
totally
thing.
Play this, though.
Oh, I know you
I would.
That's
play
the problem.
The heck
you
out
would
of it.
Play it all the time. We would think. D, look at me. Think about how hard it is to get him to focus now.
These are so cool, though.
They're so good.
Not
cool.
Only Bubba, you can also customize where you want buttons at.
I want buttons on top of buttons, just so my buttons have buttons. Why not? I mean,
dude, you can do
you
a
don't want the
four
buttons
player.
Jealous?
Do we want the one that stands up, or do we want the ones that you
don't
sit down at?
Don't get the sit down one. Those are
I had prices.
Those are the sit down ones are the ones I always had at the pizza place, and
I
those
hated
sucked.
Those. Pizza had always had them. And
yeah,
they're
and
they
sucked because like the table
it's
is wonky.
Funky,
yes,
know.
Do not get a sit down.
Right, I have prices.
Stand
boys.
Up video game time.
I have product.
All right,
prices. Now, if we get the 19-inch upright, which is kind of your, you know, it's not huge. $2,000.
Oh, my God.
That comes with 200 games, and it has the Classic Clone Arcade Pack.
Yeah.
Which includes Donkey Kong, Jump Frogger.
Yes!
Ghosts and Goblins, a tennis game, Wild West Shootout.
Oh, those are great. Does it come with a gun
games.
Controller?
Listen, we can add Angry Birds for $30. And then there's all kinds of stuff that you
well,
can
you know,
add
Angry
to
Birds
it.
Angry Birds on that wouldn't Qbert, be too bad. Qbert would be great.
Qbert was awesome, man. You can also add the Sega Genesis Classics.
Oh, yeah.
That's got 59 titles, and you can do all those for $100.
Did you ever have a Sega Genesis?
No.
I had the Sega Genesis with the 32X expansion on it. This is total nerd talk here, but it was like it turned everything. It would upscale your 16-bit games to 32, and
oh, wow.
I thought I was the man, dude.
You were.
I was.
I had an Atari 5200, and that was pretty sweet.
Where's the
pretty
thing?
Sweet indeed.
Where's the what thing?
Give me the thing?
The 2600 is the one that, you know, the classic. And that was cool. I had it.
I'm listening to the construction. The construction noise is great.
Hey, man, why don't you take that microphone and the extension and roll
and
it up
it
and
up
put
there?
It up there. I'll put it up there because you guys are short. I'll put.
Can you
I don't
plug
need
my
line.
Phone in.
Yeah, you're in. Turn your volume up. Who are you calling?
I'm calling our business manager, just to see if this is tax writable. Because I know it's not. Even if it was, it's still a lot of money.
You
it's needed.
You don't know.
I don't know.
So it might be.
And it might be. Dang it.
She's not going to answer.
Yeah, it's
I have to go
time.
Visit her today. I got to go bring some tax stuff to her.
Oh, you are going to bring it because
hey,
I got an email.
I went to her office yesterday. So
I got the email
or I didn't
from Katie
go there.
That I get every year. Will you please tell Bubba to bring me his tax stuff?
Yeah. I'm
Oh, my gosh. I don't
hey,
care
Ronnie
about
wanted
the money.
To know
the money is
using...
an issue. I don't care about the money. I care about, oh, my gosh. We will never.
It'll be a time suck.
It will be a disaster.
It will not be a time suck.
It will add hours to every. No, because I don't want to waste my life waiting for you to finish playing a video game.
Think about the people.
I've spent enough
of
my time waiting on you to do something.
Think about all the people that will come here, like all the radio record reps
cute.
And all that kind of stuff. They could play
it. What if it had a timer on it?
Ooh. So it only works for a little while? Like you put it on and, oh, it's pedal powered. If it's pedal powered, we get skinny.
Pedal power works.
No one's getting skinny. No one, come on.
Yeah, do you know.
Remember the pedals that Patrick bought to put underneath his desk?
Yeah, remember how much fun you made of me for that? Because it's stupid.
That's different, though. No, that's you pedaling for no reason. This would be actually pedaling to power a video game, and that would be great. And they make stuff like that.
I don't think that's not an option on here.
And pedal power.
There's no pedal power option. Well, we could call him and ask him.
That's a fail. Like a Black Mirror episode.
It's a nostalgia thing. If you really want great games, way better games with your modern consoles.
Of course there are.
Like but PlayStations.
Listen, every now and then I'll be out at some place.
It's fun.
A place where we play trivia at this pizza place. And they have an old Ms. Pac-Man.
Sit down or stand
up. No, stand up. But I mean, it's the real thing. And it's great. And somebody has the high score of like 350,000, and you go,
what are their initials?
I don't know. It's something vulgar that you can't repeat. You know?
Starts with an F.
Yeah. Somebody's always like, my initials are B-U-T, because it spells butt.
I always put mine as F-R-T, because I always thought it was funny. They go, who's number one? Fart.
Fart.
And it's like, literally, they would all say, fart's number one.
Yeah.
No, mine's always Bub. I was just kidding about the fart.
It's great.
Mine's DDD.
For a few minutes.
DDD.
For a few minutes. It's great. For every day sucking time away from us for God knows how much. I will say this. Those are, 200 games sounds better, but it's actually not as cool as the retro one. Like, you get one retro game.
I like having choices. I do.
I get what you're saying.
Choices are way better. It's just a
better.
Console. It's just like a Sega Genesis stuck inside of a box.
April says if we stand 3 hours a day times $5 times 5 days, it's 750 calories burned. That's 750 calories if I played this game three hours every day.
Breakfast, whatever.
Yeah, okay. But the point is, this is for our health.
Of the whole week. That's not helpful. Stop trying to make them spend money on stuff that's going to destroy our productivity.
Did you go to Chick-fil-A today?
I did not.
You need Chick-fil-A, so you calm down.
Yeah, you're very agitated.
Yeah, you're talking about adding an arcade game to our lives.
Why are you yelling?
You're clearly not.
I'm calmer than you.
For the guy who leaves first every day and leaves me with Captain Distraction.
I'm calmer than you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know, because you're not here with him.
What are you talking about?
Dude.
I am not Captain Distraction.
Excuse me?
It was all on your side until you said that out loud.
Yeah, it'll get quiet in here, and I'll go. So, hey, man, I got something on. Huh? Yeah, can we? And now he's over there looking at cars, usually.
Oh, whatever.
Which is,
that's great.
I'm currently filling out postcards as we're doing the podcast.
You're signing the postcards?
I'm signing the postcards.
Yeah, by the way, if you send in an ad, if you text in an address for postcards, I hate it when people take the time to send an address and then they don't get a card. A handwritten postcard from us.
Because we talked about it on the radio.
Yeah, we did it once, and we mentioned it. I got 1,000. So I'm just trying to go through as many as I can. And I'm trying to knock out different time zones. So I'm kind of going backwards. I'm working West Coast back.
Regular stamps instead of postcard stamps. So that's going to cost
us a whole bunch of money.
How much are postcard stamps?
I think the difference is like 20 cents times 100 cards. It ends up being,
You know what would make it better?
Bucks.
A stand-up video game console. That would make it totally better.
Totally.
That would make us feel better for him using regular stamps and wasting 45 cents.
Oh my gosh, and here's the deal. When artists come in and play, if they get to a certain score, they can buy merchandise with funny money.
Oh, like a Chuck E. Cheese.
It's like Chuck E. Cheese, so they can get Big D and Bubba 17 gear.
Why not get a skee ball machine?
I was going to say skee ball, and then what we do is this. Yeah. They go to the counter to get their little toys, and we always make sure that the toys are real expensive. So we say,
they can't actually afford them.
Well, yeah, so they can't afford them with the tickets they want. So you go, well, you know, for $30 more, actual cash, I'll make sure you get that. And they're going to be like, oh, I'm going to get that.
You can save your tickets and come back later.
Oh.
And then they have to come back.
We are so.
Some of them, I don't really care to come back.
By the way, do not. A lot of people are sending their address right now. Please do not send us your address right now.
You can text it. You can text it to our 800 number.
But don't put it on the Facebook feed. I wouldn't put your private info out there.
No, that's silliness.
Definitely don't do that.
Someone's going to be showing up at your door in a bunny suit.
I'm just saying, if you put your private information up on Facebook on the thing for address, just delete that. Okay. Thank you.
By the way, you can. We're not here all day. Like, some people get really. I get in the morning and I'll see like texts that have come in over like in the afternoon or night, and they're like angry because they're not responding. I'm like, okay, dude, I'm not here 24 hours.
It doesn't come to our phone. It comes to the studio.
It goes to a machine, one computer right here, the big DCs. You know,
can y'all?
I don't know if people can hear that. When they were doing the really loud drilling the other day, I was doing my podcast in the other studio and it wasn't picking up on the mics. So
well, that makes me sad.
Is this Katie?
No. It's not.
That makes me sad too.
Yeah, I think we should tell people on the podcast that today is a big day. That today was the launch of 17 Gear.
Yes, this
we've
is
been working
huge.
On for over a year and a half at this point.
Hey, pull up some 17 Gear show.
I am. I'm okay. A step ahead.
You?
Bro.
Oh, a full step? Because I wouldn't say a full step. You may be like a half quarter step. You definitely not a full step ahead of me.
Okay, so if you go to bigdandbubba.com, you'll see there is a button called Store right below me. And if you click on that, it takes you to the store, which opens up to the new gear, which is on there.
17 gear.
Got the 17 mug.
We got our own. We have our own trademark now on our own special 17 created by British Rob.
That hat, by the way, is awesome.
A 17 cap is hot.
Yeah, I've been
and the other
it.
One, the one
it's
that's not in here yet.
Oh, my gosh. You
it's going to be way better.
The one that's coming is totally different. And this one's cool. The other one, I think, is more cool. This is Bubba's design. So we've got literally two different ones we're going to have, but it's cool.
You're talking about the hat is the my hat, design, not
yes.
the actual.
Not
yeah, the logo's
yeah.
British Rob. He's
yeah, you
awesome.
Each got, you each picked out your own hat and, style.
Yeah, that trucker hat is sick. I mean, it is hot.
That patch, though, is going to be...
The patch
yeah.
is
so
great, too.
I'll go ahead and let the cat out of the bag. Listen, if you like trucker hats, order that one. If you're into solid black fitted hats, that's, you know, kind of... Not fitted, but what am I looking like? Structured
yeah.
is the word. That's your hat. If you're into unstructured ball caps, kind of like the one that Bubba's wearing right now... that, you know, with the mesh on the side and it's low profile. We have one of those coming, but it was back. It's
yeah, I didn't wear my 17 hat today because I wasn't expecting us to, you know, get the reveal. But I knew it was coming. So I don't know. I'm like so crazy stoked about this because it is weird. Big D years ago, because we put out the Big D and Bubba hats way long ago. Like originally, I found like in 2003 we had some.
Oh, yeah.
And,
we had some before we moved.
Yeah.
And that was 2003. Yeah. So it was early.
So 01. Big D's like, he always felt weird wearing our own logo. I'm like, dude, Garth Brooks wears Garth Brooks hats. Big deal if we wear Big D and Bubba hats.
And he looks
goofy
doing it.
He doesn't look goofy doing it. He looks Garthy. So he's like, yeah. So one day we were talking and he said, what if we did 17? I think it was you that said it. He said, what if we do 17 as a thing? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I would love to wear a 17 hat. I would wear a 17 hat for our 17 listeners instead of my logo. And I was like, you know, I kind of see your point there. So we started talking about it, and it took literally a year and a half to get it all done.
Patents and trademarks are not easy to get.
They're not easy to work with.
Just reading the and if anyone's ever told you that, or if you believe that, you don't know, and you didn't read the form because it's written like in this weird. I know everyone says stereo instructions, but that's what it's like. It's none of the words. I know all the words. but they're put together in a sentence that I don't understand, and I'm a pretty smart guy.
Yeah.
I mean, smart enough.
So they're out. They're there. We got the brand new mug, which is cool. It's kind of got that weathered look. It looks like in the picture, it looks like a cow, but it looks like it's weathered.
Distressed.
It's distressed. Yeah. That's a good one. It's got some patina to it. And then we have the super soft, mega awesome heather gray shirts, the V-neck tees for the ladies, and again, like I've been bragging about, that trucker hat, which, by the way, I tried on 5 billion hats, I think, and we found the one that fit
like
best 15, and look best.
Yeah, he tried on a lot of hats.
It was a bunch of hats,
this
man.
This isn't like we just picked a random hat.
And, no, it's good. It's comfy. It makes your head look good.
I was going to say about the trademark thing. We got denied our trademark because Roush Fenway Racing has a trademark on the number 17.
For NASCAR.
For NASCAR. And they use it on everything. So there's all these different categories. Like, do you want to use this trademark on clothes or furniture or serve, you know, they have it on everything because it's NASCAR and they could put that number on anything
right,
and sell it. So they were going to deny us wholesale. And so the way I tricked the guy was I had a lawyer friend of ours write a description of that logo that did not use the word the number 17. It was literally a description. It said something like a representation of Big D and Bubba's listening audience depicted by two parallel lines intersected with two non-parallel lines or some bull crap like that. And the guy actually called me on the phone from Washington, D.C. and goes, yeah, this doesn't make any sense. I went, well, neither does your denying it the first time because my 17 doesn't look anything like the Fenway 17. And he goes, you're right. I'm going to go ahead and approve the first one.
So that's good.
But you know what? That's the thing. They don't want you to get to that. Most people get the first denial and go, oh, okay, well, I guess I can't do it.
And they give up.
And they give up.
Hey, then their dreams don't come true.
Tom, thank you. I got the text message from Tom and Kane, PA. He wanted a card, so I just did that while we're talking. You all signed it.
Lori says, what does 17 listeners mean? Because a lot of people say that and listen to you guys, and I don't want to sound stupid, but what does 17 listeners mean? Lori, you're not going to sound stupid. It's a question we get all the time. And it's just we count every so often. We'll be like, okay, let's do a head count. Let's see how many people are listening right now. And no matter what, when, where, how many times we've ever done it, it has always ended up at 17 listeners. And I don't know why. Maybe it's only 17 people with phones. Maybe it's only 17 people with ears. I don't know, but it just that's how it works every single time.
Bubba's all in. He's like, it's almost dumb. Like, I'm all on board with it until he starts explaining.
It's a funny little self-depreciating thing. Yeah. And then Bubba's like,
he gets so serious.
He's like, well, you know,
we do it.
Every time.
I know. Totally not rigged.
Stop. What are you doing? It's a funny thing, man.
Right,
there's
17 people listening.
You know, no one's listening. We got 17 listeners. That's what it is. So people have over the years just say, hey, what number am I?
Number 12.
I'm number 5. I'm number 12.
You can all be part of the 17.
I think it'd be cool is if you get a 17 shirt and like on the sleeve you like write your like a number, like whatever number you think you are. Like this 3, 5.
Years ago,
like it's a chalkboard.
I had said I thought we should have white t-shirts that were in black that said, I'm listener number 17, or maybe a space where people could write, I'm listener number, and they could write their own number.
Yeah,
but
that's pretty cool.
It's cool. But this,
maybe down the
this
road.
This is a better, this is, looks cool.
And by the way, sometimes
even
people,
if people don't know what it is, it just looks cool.
Yeah, the logo actually looks, like especially like on the black hat, and I know this for a fact, it looks like Iron Man would wear it on his chest.
Yeah.
It looks good.
I don't know what the logo on Big D's hat stands for, but it just looks cool, you know? So
it's a K.
You look
it's
cool.
K.
It's a K for Knights.
I do look cool.
It's Gunner's travel team, baseball team.
Nice.
Do you know how many of these I have of different teams? Golly. Every couple of years, we have to throw out all kinds of old jerseys and pants and baseball stuff.
I say this every time. I want like a T-shirt from my high school. I'd say a cap.
They have those. Bubba, where's that place?
I get them all the time. What hat am I wearing right now? Is this mine or my
dad's? Yeah, that's HLB.
Yeah, I'm wearing. Is this HLB hat?
Problem is, I don't wear hats, or I would have a hat.
This is my high school. HLB. Home of the Braves.
There's a site that does it for all high schools in America, and you can order your own high school stuff.
I'm looking that up.
What's the name of that place?
It's like Campus something or other, or I don't know. I have it bookmarked at home because I make like Frank for the football team. He, you know, not only does he have all the gear from school, but he also has like hoodies with his number on it. And you could do all kinds of cool stuff like that.
Yeah, you can get like I've ordered Cookeville High School stuff.
It's not spiritshop.com.
That's one of them. I'd have to see. There's several.
I put gear, but that's not it. It's apparel is the word.
Spirit Shop official.
I just did high school custom shirts. Spirit Shop is one I've done.
Rocket Wear.
Prep Sportswear is one that I've done for sure. I've done both Spirit Shop and Prep Sportswear.
Spirit Shop, you can look up by state and then by city and go from there.
Yeah, that's the one I think I've done a bunch.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're great, man. SpiritShop.com. Giving them a little plug here.
Dude, I'm going to order me just some random, the Potomac Pioneers.
That's pretty great.
Oh, my gosh. They have my high school.
Oh, yeah, they have everything, man.
They have every high school, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
They even have middle school.
Cool.
They have elementary schools.
Annette Murphy says on Facebook, just call the school. Get your own stuff.
Yeah, but you know what? So they have a store. They have this sporting goods store in my hometown. And they didn't have like big enough shirts.
Oh yeah,
so, like you don't want to go in.
Yeah, that is something that I've run into too.
So I'm on Cookeville,
which is your
Cookeville,
high school,
Tennessee. Yeah, but they have my. I went to Jerry Whitson Elementary.
Oh, they have my elementary too.
Yeah, dude, I'm getting me a Jerry Whitson Wildcat hat. No, I'm not. But
look at that.
Sounds like I am.
There's a lot of these that say New Iberia, which is the town I'm from, and that's fine. But we didn't call the school that. You see that one at the top? It was New Iberia Senior High, so everybody calls it NISH. And this one just says NISH Yellow Jackets. I would probably wear that hat.
NISH.
You should. You're the...
When you NISH upon us.
Like, we are the knights who say NISH.
NISH.
NISH. None shall pass.
Yeah.
You ever watch... When's the last time you watched that?
It's been a very long time. I have it saved in my little list on either Netflix or Amazon or wherever it's free right now. Because I keep saying I'm going to watch it with the kids.
Oh, wait a second, dude. Okay, yeah,
what?
I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I'm just thinking. What's a funny city name? And then when you go and you look up that city, mm-hmm. and you get their gear. So it has. It's like a. You know, you got like Intercourse, Pennsylvania. You get like a Intercourse High School.
Oh yeah,
something like that.
I'm gonna go with let's go to Hell, Michigan.
Oh, yes.
And what are they? Please tell me Hell, Michigan's mascot is the Devils. If they're
oh,
not,
oh my gosh, I'm on it.
Is that what you found?
There's some that are so
I'm
bad.
I'm not saying
I
that
won't
one.
Even. Yeah.
Can I see it?
Yeah, show him.
Oh yeah.
No, I don't do that.
No, that's pretty great though. I would. You can wear that.
Okay, so all right, there is.
Oh, look, and another thing is this. Yeah, this is not affiliated with your school, as far as I know. So I don't think it helps your school that you went to. This is just some company making money, making cool shirts with your school
no
logo.
No Hell, Michigan. Give me a. What's another funny?
Go to Cumming, Georgia. That one's pretty funny.
Okay. Let's see. Georgia.
7 years old. Not even. I'm going to go with 12. 12 years old.
Well, no, but I mean, it's a great. What is their mascot? What's...
if it's not a rooster,
it's
got to
be the Rockets.
It better be a rooster.
Stands on.
The Cumming Rockets.
Okay. Okay. Well,
they don't have a high school.
They do. They don't call it that. They call it North Forsyth.
Yeah.
I'm saying they don't have a high school with that name. No. They do have
they
an elementary
sell
school.
So
but
much.
I feel
what
like
about
that's wrong.
What about Bucksnort, Tennessee?
Bucksnort.
Tennessee. Bucksnort. Does Bucksnort not have a school? Yes. No,
not.
It does not.
There's Accident, Maryland.
I'm trying Alaska. I'm trying Weed, California. I want to know what their
Cut and Shoot, Texas. Oh, Cut Off, Louisiana. Do they have a
the Cougars?
Do they have a Cut Off High School? They do, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, but why would you? If you're Weed, why would you be the Cougars? The Weed Cougars.
Cut Off. I found it. Cut right. Off.
Is it a high school named Cut Off? I know that's the name of the town, but I don't know what.
No, they have an elementary school, and this says Opportunity Place South Campus Alligators. Which is kind of dumb.
Yeah, what is up with people? I mean, there are some terrible mascots.
Dogtown, Alabama. Embarrass, Minnesota. These are the funniest city names in America.
Those are hilarious.
I'm just whatever.
I can hardly breathe.
Embarrass, Minnesota.
Frankenstein, Missouri.
He finds it funny.
No, Minnesota. What's the one in Missouri? What'd you say?
Heck,
Frankenstein.
Let's do Middlesex, Missouri. Middlesex, Pennsylvania. That is from Mark. I'll look at that one. You look at that one.
No, Frankenstein.
Oh, that's kind of a bummer.
Kickapoo, Kansas. How did we not get to? Dude, Kickapoo has got to have a school.
Kickapoo, Kansas. All right, I'm looking.
Kickapoo. If they're not the Kickapoo Kangaroos, then nobody.
Kickapoo, really with a K, right? Kickapoo.
Yeah, Kickapoo.
Nothing.
There's nothing here in Middlesex. They have every other middle.
Marrowbone, Tennessee, which is not a city, which is about a block from where I live.
Bub, I found yours.
Just what an area?
Guam.
Oh yeah. What do they have?
Guam stuff.
No, I don't know. I don't know. It's Guamy stuff.
Some good gear. Talafofo, man. Sweet.
Can't even pronounce it.
What?
Irajan.
Irajan?
In
Arahan?
Yeah, there you go.
Irajan.
Yeah, Paw, West Virginia.
Which one?
Paw, West Virginia.
Paw is great.
Okay, well, Paw.
It's literally two words. Also, there's a town called PP, Ohio, and it is spelled PP, Ohio.
Like, well, Paw, there is a Paw Paw. I got it. And, dude, I got it. They're the Paw Paw Pirates.
Of course they are. That's great.
Dude, Paw Paw Pirates is awesome. That looks cool.
Really?
Yeah, Paw Paw Pirates is pretty sweet. They got shirts and sweatshirts and
hats. What'd you find?
Which one?
What did you find?
What
state? Spread Eagle, Wisconsin.
Spread Eagle is awesome.
I am now in Wisconsin.
Hey, I apologize to everyone listening who really got to hear us entertain ourselves with the name of. So here's a story. I'm going to tell a story.
Spooner.
Spread Eagle's not here, man.
No.
Do you think they cut some off because they know some of these places are just too small?
No,
they're too small. They don't have high schools. Or the high school isn't named after the city. It's something else.
Look at this one, Suckville. No kidding. I like that one.
What's your funny story, Bender?
About 10 years ago, I got a voicemail left on my office line. Now everything's on my cell phone, but we used to have a phone at my desk. My office, and I walked in one morning, hit the button, listened to the voicemails, and I got this angry guy. He sounds like he's about crying.
Oh, you telling that story?
I'm telling that story. I don't think I've ever told this story before. And I'm listening to it. He's mad, and we can't, to the life of me, I don't know what he was mad
about.
None of us knew. He was cussing you out. Angry. Let me tell y'all something. If you ever show your face, it was all I remember now because I've forgotten the original one was that it was the name of an animal and then a body part, and then I think it was organ. You ever show your face in deer's knee organ or something like that? So I will kill you.
He was mad. And we're like, dude, you got the wrong show.
And as we always do,
bro,
it turned into a game. For years afterwards, if one of us would just go, if you ever show your face in random animal, random body part, giraffe's eyeball, pick a state, Pennsylvania,
West Virginia.
You ever show your face in Monkey Toenail, Iowa? I swear to God. That's how we turned a true kind of scary situation into something that we use to make each other laugh for years. So
yeah,
you should try that. Just try randomly. Bubba, you got one?
What? Oh, okay. I've never been good at that game.
Never been good at that game.
I have never.
Don't
like
you
guys,
ever
I let y'all
show
play.
Your face in Cat's Tongue, Colorado. Just animal. Body part.
You ever State. Show your face in Llama Liver, Tokyo? Wait,
Tokyo.
No. Dang it. See,
State.
That's. Go. I told you
that's
I'm not good at it.
It's a city, and it's not even a city in America.
Llama Liver was pretty good, though.
Llama Liver,
I was on a roll.
You could have gone full alliteration.
I could have. Llama Liver, Alabama, you will be dead.
Sloth Nipple, Washington.
Yeah, it always degenerates into something, but yes. Yeah. Don't you ever show up in alligators' eyes. Colorado. I went back to Colorado, so I'm out. See, that's
you,
how the game
boy.
Starts.
You, if you ever show up in Platypus Frenulum, South Dakota, you are done for.
Bubba went to Frenulum.
Done for, boy. You're done for. I'm going to get you.
By the way, I sincerely hope that that guy is not listening to this podcast.
I hope he is, because first of all, you had the wrong show.
Yeah, definitely.
And
was
we
not
were trying
us.
To tell him that, and he's like, oh, I know it's you.
I'm going to find you. Better
he
never
was so angry.
Show your face. And I'm trying to blank. Better never show your face. In hippopotamus, tail tip, Pennsylvania. Damn it, I went to the same state again.
You show your face in walrus wiener, Arizona. I'm going to stick you with a big old stick.
Whoa. Walrus wiener? Walrus wiener.
All right. There's anyone still listening to this podcast after that? You win. That's it. You're the winner.
Oh. It just flooded my brain with endorphins.
Cook him a good meal. And if you can't, buy him some Popeyes.
You ever show up in Popeyes tortoise shell? I don't know. Now I'm lost.
Oh.
Dang it.
You know why? Because you said walrus.
Walrus wiener.
Walrus wiener.
Walrus wiener should
what
be
was your state?
A
South
state.
South Dakota?
Or a city.
Forget. Hey, podcast brought to you by O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.
Better parts, better prices
Boy,
every
man.
Day.
O'Reilly's never been prouder than they are right now.
Thank you, guys. You're the best. We love you.
Check
Bye.
Out the 17 Gear. Shop.BigDandBubba.com.
17 Gear. BigDandBubba.com. Click on the thing that says store.
This was the podcast, but now it's over, but that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio
every
day.
Every weekday.
Cheetah Sphincter, Pensacola, Florida, I'll get you.
I got to tell the freaking deer toenail Colorado story. That's great.